Have you ever noticed how we spend our lives trying to become something we suspect we already are? This contradiction forms the heart of Alan Watts' philosophical masterpiece. The wisdom traditions have long pointed to this peculiar human dilemma. He that loseth his soul shall find it. But this isn't some moral prescription. It's a profound psychological insight into the mechanics of transformation. The problem emerges when we attempt self-improvement through self-renunciation. How can the self that needs changing also be the agent of change? It's as impossible as a needle pricking its own point. Spiritual teachings that emphasize self-denial function as upaya, skillful means, roundabout methods, leading to the humiliating discovery that self-improvement is impossible. This very realization constitutes the death to self from which new life emerges. In Zen terms, transformation happens when the iron hide of the bull finally and absolutely rejects the mosquito's frail proboscis. Those who have genuinely died to themselves make no claims to spiritual achievement. They see themselves as merely lazy and lucky, recognizing a universal truth available to anyone. When we finally surrender to what we cannot resist, like our terror of mortality, it transforms alchemically into freedom. This happens precisely when we discover we cannot surrender ourselves, when all striving ceases, like a naked man trying to lose his shirt. The highest wisdom lies in detachment, using the mind as a mirror that simply receives without keeping. We live without regrets or fears, neither clinging to pleasure nor fleeing from pain. Moving in harmony with life's rhythms is enlightenment, living in the eternal now. Past and future are illusions. Only now exists in this eternal moment. The Chinese call this movement Tao, yet paradoxically, there's no movement at all, as the moment is the only reality. We cannot fall out of accord with Tao. Even when thoughts wander to past or future, they exist in the present moment. You may feel out of harmony with life's eternal now, but you cannot be, for you are life itself. This truth frees us from the futile struggle to become what we already are. The infinite Tao simply is, and you are it. Religion is medicine, not diet, something taken occasionally rather than constantly. The Buddhist metaphor of doctrine as a raft shows this. Once across the river, you leave it behind. Yet many get stuck on religion, psychotherapy, or philosophy, missing what these point toward. Buddhist wisdom compares doctrine to a finger pointing at the moon. Don't mistake the finger for the moon itself. Many fixate on religious comfort instead of following where it points. What religion indicates isn't religious, not even God, as that concept remains within religion itself. When Joshu asked Nansen, "What is the Tao?" Nansen replied, "Your everyday mind is the Tao." Unlike a physical finger pointing at the visible moon, philosophical fingers seem to point at something invisible, making us return to examine the finger itself. This is the seeker's dilemma. We keep returning to concepts instead of directly experiencing what they indicate. The answer isn't more sophisticated concepts, but recognizing that what we seek exists in everyday experience. The moon isn't hidden, we're just too focused on the finger to see it. The morning glory blooms for an hour, yet it differs not at heart from the giant pine which lives 1,000 years. This Japanese poem shows that importance isn't measured by time. Though humans seem small against cosmic immensity, Buddhism's middle way rejects this view. While cosmic vastness helps humble us, we remain integral to the universe. Modern physics shows that even lifting a finger affects distant stars through quantum relationships. Though temporary, we are essential to life's fabric. Value lies in quality, not quantity. A pea can be as perfectly round as the world. Each person is a universe, as intricate as the stars. A single human cell contains DNA that would extend nearly 6 feet, carrying billions of years of evolutionary information. This view transforms how we see ourselves and others. Rather than measuring worth by longevity or status, we recognize the inherent quality of being itself. When we grasp that each moment is complete, we stop postponing life for future achievements. Lao Tzu's philosophy emphasizes acting without forcing outcomes and living harmoniously with nature. Like jujitsu, Taoism follows the Tao, the way of nature. In Chinese, nature means self-so, what functions naturally without conscious control. The two misunderstandings of Wu Wei, non-doing, are deliberate imitation of natural principles and forced relaxation through abandoning control. Both fail by maintaining goal-oriented thinking. True Wu Wei emerges from recognizing we're caught in a self-referential loop, like attempting to bite our own teeth. Only when we grasp the futility of this effort does transformation occur. As Lao Tzu said, the sage puts himself behind and finds himself in front. When we understand we cannot force naturalness, natural action emerges, not as passivity, but as alignment with life's inherent intelligence. Chesterton noted that angels fly because they take themselves lightly. Many faces show a seriousness born not of grief, but of self-deception, identifying too completely with one's role. Unlike children's play seriousness, adults make religion of the game, fearing loss of status. Eastern wisdom sees life's forms as maya, illusions from reality's viewpoint. The world is spirit's play, the dance of Shiva. Man suffers by taking seriously what the gods made for fun. Our essence could shatter the universe, but maintains worlds in motion for divine play, like a musician delighting in rhythm. Approaching life with lightness rather than grim determination unlocks unexpected creativity. The heaviness of self-importance dissolves into spontaneous participation in life's dance. To play with life is joy, not duty. Those who cannot see it as joy can neither do it nor understand it. This isn't irresponsibility, but a shift from burden to playful engagement, allowing us to address life's heaviest concerns with grace. The deepest wisdom emerges from despair. When we stop seeking and simply observe, awakening becomes possible through liberation from the endless cycle of searching. Western thought mistakenly treats religious statements like scientific ones, while Asian philosophy sees metaphysical ideas as remedies for psychological suffering. Shankara noted that consciousness cannot observe itself, like fire cannot burn itself. Modern physics faces similar paradoxes when studying matter with instruments made of matter. Though Western minds resist uncertainty, this bafflement can transform into wonder, what Goethe saw as humanity's highest achievement. Peace comes from accepting our essence lies beyond understanding. The mystic's path of unknowing mirrors philosophy's view that reality defies definition. Through this mystery, we find unity with everything. The present moment, in its ordinary perfection, is our only reality. Seeking something more special blinds us to the perfection already here. When our mind aligns with Buddha mind, everything becomes sacred, but only if we extend this truth to all existence.